It's a gold medal Monday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
All right, that's probably all we can use of that before we get in trouble, so I'll stop doing it.
Probably about 2 seconds of that, and that's it.
So, yes, it is the Olympics. They kicked off on Friday full force. It's been a... I don't know. Are you an Olympics fan?
I love watching the Olympics.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
I'm not a huge sports person. You know, I'll watch the Super Bowl. I'll watch, you know, the World Series. You know, that's about it.
Sure,
I like
sure.
the big events.
The big events.
The Olympics is so cool.
Yeah, yeah. The Winter Olympics, I think, look amazing on HD TVs. You know, they look so good, so crisp. And I think, like, even watching some of the figure skating last night, it's so neat to see. You really see how the skates move. And
yeah, so much more dimension to it.
Yeah.
It makes it look, you know, you watch them and they make it look so easy. But I think
right?
in HD you really see...
The detail.
More of the effort that goes into it.
For sure.
Yeah.
I remember hockey the first time on HD. It's like, this is, it's like a different sport now.
Right.
Being able to see it like this, you
totally,
know?
Totally, yeah.
So let's take a look at a few things Olympics then. What do you say? The U.S. medal count, we've got 2 gold medals so far. Kind of exciting. One of them was, both of them are in slopestyle snowboarding, the half pipe. We got Redmond Girard. He won the men's slopestyle gold
and
medal.
What, 18?
Yeah.
19?
It's like a little kid.
Yeah. He was amazing to watch.
And then Jamie Anderson, she won the ladies slopestyle. And I love her. They call her the, like, hippie Olympian. I had no idea.
She's, oh, really?
I find her super interesting, and I must know more. she's very, she's got all of her herbal remedies with her, and she does a lot of meditation and yoga and all types of stuff. And
acupuncture treatments.
Right. she's super interesting, and congrats to them both. A few more notes. Mirai Nagasu, did you see any of the figure skating from last? Oh, you know what? Let's go back to the opening ceremony. I jumped ahead there. I'm sorry. So the opening ceremonies, you say you love the Olympics, and you enjoyed the opening ceremony.
I did. I thought it was really cool. I like how, you know, the whole Korean culture of the yin and the yang, and just the combo of the, you know, the drones and the VR they had was pretty cool, with them, the dancers, you know, doing the tiger and everything. I thought it was pretty neat.
Okay.
And, you know, and I'm trying to remember, like, I don't really remember Olympic opening event. I remember Britain.
Yeah.
It was, you know, Daniel Craig jumping out of a plane with the Queen. You can't forget that. But, you know, past years, I don't necessarily remember. None of them really stick in my memory.
Yeah.
But I feel like this one might. I don't know.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
I couldn't watch it anymore. First of all, I couldn't listen to Katie Couric and whoever else was doing the descriptions of it, because it was just dreadfully...
Right.
Oh, my God. You know, and... actually, the one guy who was on there, he had some pretty good. He was quite the wordsmith with how he put together a lot of the descriptions for the yin and the yang and all that.
Mm.
I don't know. I was the Olympics.
What was it lacking?
It was excitement. Any type of, I guess. Yeah, I know. You know what? It's the Winter Olympics, and I associate speed with the Winter Olympics, and this was anything but the Ralph Lauren outfits that the U.S. Olympic team were wearing, heated coats, you know? It's like, how American, you know?
You know, and I was actually slightly, I don't want to say embarrassed. USA obviously has the biggest group of athletes of any of the countries, but I don't know. They were taking, not that other countries weren't.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they made the round on the ice, when they were introduced, they seemed to take so long doing selfies, being obnoxious, and it seemed a little...
Yeah.
Like, all right, this isn't just about...
Well,
I'm
wondering, too, if it wasn't edited a little bit, and, like, you know,
maybe.
That the U.S. was allowed to go long, like, that we saw more of the U.S. only because it was being shown in
true,
the U.S.
True.
And it was delayed by hours, you know, and it happened hours before.
Right.
So I'm sure that there was a lot of editing that happened to it, and I'm sure that a lot of the other teams that came walking out, maybe their appearance on TV was shortened.
Right.
You know, but...
And it could have been more off-camera, too. I don't know if they came around and then the cameras were just focused on them and on one area. you know, on the ice, but
did you see their fringed gloves, those leather fringed gloves? And did you see all the memes? They look exactly, all the memes had the Jim Carrey character from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh.
Remember that? Awesome. He was wearing like the same gloves.
That's right.
Hilarious.
Oh, man. I mean, I like watching all the countries come out. It's cool to see. Some countries have, you know, one athlete or two. And
true.
Then,
everybody's so young, and it's like wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bunch of little kids running around.
Yeah, definitely.
So, all right, let's get back to Mirai Nagasu. She's the first U.S. woman to land a triple axel at the Olympics, which was pretty cool. How that happens, how she did amazing. Did you see it last night?
I did not see it.
Oh, my God. She was so good. And I'm not – the figure skating, I like the figure skating. But this new way that they have of scoring, and I like to think that, like, in the past, I could watch it and I'm like, oh, I could figure out kind of who was going to win.
Right, right.
Now I have no idea how she is.
You think someone does a not so good job in their
how she was winning, and then Adam Rippon, another U.S. skater, he skated a clean team event free skate, amazing performance. He's being they said that he shredded the Olympics last night, and it was pretty amazing. You know, it was a great performance, but again, still way down on the leaderboard. So and then one other thing, I'm just going to say the luge. I don't get it.
how do you take effort to just slide down?
How do you even practice for that? I don't even know. It looks like you just look like you're out of control.
Right.
And the idea that your legs are so stiff, and like, what if you're running? I don't know. All right. Quickly going back to snowboarding, one of the big deals about the Jamie Anderson gold medal was that it was pretty much the whole deal was to survive the elements. It was freaking freezing, and it there was snowing with these ice pellets coming down, and there were a lot of participants were wiping out, and you know, that's you don't want to be wiping out on the half pipe, you know.
Right.
So there were a lot of people saying that it should have been canceled, but it wasn't. Anyway, other events have been canceled, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, the weather, you know, it's the Winter Olympics. Of course, it's going to be really cold.
Right.
But, it's affecting a lot of the events. Sunday, it was so cold. First of all, the fans are leaving.
Right?
They can't handle it. The athletes, you know, they're there.
Those poor people standing on the side there.
They just couldn't handle it. Yeah, yeah. And the wind's so strong.
It was like 10, 20 below.
Below zero. Yeah, and then, you said the ice pellets, you know.
Freezing people's faces.
Comfortable. The women's slope style was called off yesterday during the qualifying because it was so cold. Then today, the final started about 75 minutes late. And like you said, a lot of the athletes said it should have been canceled. I mean, the bulk of the runs, either the riders were falling or they just were slow toward the end because it was just horrible.
Yeah.
And the wind, I mean, to even be able to see a lot of these courses, men's downhill was called off.
I saw some of those pictures from that.
Women's giant slalom was postponed. Both of those are going to be on Thursday because the bad weather is going to be today, tomorrow. Wednesday.
I saw yesterday that they were all excited because it's going to warm up to 20.
Yeah,
which balmy. which is I guess kind of the weather that they hope for these types of events.
Yeah,
so
it has to be cold enough, obviously, to not be skiing in slush.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, it's tricky. So, it's just awful. I mean, even during the opening Olympics, you could see people are having trouble with holding the flags and even the torch lighting, I think. You could just see the flame was just, it was so windy.
Yeah. And, you know, like other events, like other Winter Olympics in the past, weren't they, you know, wasn't the one in Canada, like Toronto, wasn't it really warm there? And, you know, it almost seems like the Winter Olympics have been warm rather than too cold. You don't hear about the too cold that often.
Right.
You know, so, anyway, one last Olympic note here. So you might not have heard about this, but Canada's ice dancing team of Tessa Virtue and Scott Moy, debuted a modified version of their free dance Monday morning, okay? And this comes after their original dance was deemed too provocative.
It was
too sexy. Too sexy, as Wright said, Fred
this
said.
This is a family event.
And I know this is, you know, an audio thing here, but I'm going to show you. You've got to see this. Here is the move that is being considered too provocative.
Okay.
All right. There it is. Did you see it?
I don't really think that's too provocative.
Well, right there. Look at that. Right there. That is what they are saying.
Yes. Okay, okay. Had she been on his shoulders facing forward like him?
Exactly.
Well, how can you see? I got to see this again now.
Here's the idea for anybody who hasn't seen it. They're skating, and they're both skating in the same direction, both facing the same way. Moi picks her up and flips her around. And next thing you know, she is... Well, she is there straddling his face.
There's no better way to say it.
No doubt about it. She is that right there, right in wham. There we go. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I don't know.
So were there huge gasps when they did that in the crowd? What was the reaction from the stands?
Just imagining a bunch of like proper people. Ooh!
I honestly, had you not pointed that out, I couldn't figure out what the problem was.
You were okay with it. Like,
now that we saw it in slow-mo.
I see it now. Yeah. I see what you're talking about. That is definitely.
She wasn't just riding on his shoulders.
No, she was like riding his face. And it was, you know, even in the regular, you know, the regular speed,
right.
It wasn't super long, but at the same time, it wasn't very short. It was,
it was
long enough for people to go, I
give him credit. That looks extremely difficult.
Oh, right?
I mean, how could he see for what? Right there.
Yeah, they were in perfect harmony while...
It's impressive.
It was impressive, yeah. So anyway, they toned things down a little bit for the judges.
Come on, we've been working on that forever.
Right.
And now you say we can't do it.
All right, quickly, a couple of national days. It's National Plum Pudding Day.
Can't say I've ever had plum pudding.
I haven't either.
I had vanilla pudding the other day.
Delicious. Was it one of those snack packs or something that your mom put in your lunch, you know?
Pour some milk in.
And it's National Clean Out Your Computer Day. And I know a lot of people are saying, what's a computer?
Yeah. What's that?
What's that?
How do you clean it out?
I think the gist is that, you know what, get rid of crap that you've had in there for so long that you don't need anymore that for some reason you were saving, and put it on a floppy disk that you'll never look at again, you know? And on that note, the morning feed, floppy disk free since
2015?
Yeah, something like that. I haven't seen a floppy disk for a long time before that, but we may have used them here in 2015. So, but definitely check us out and subscribe to us on our podcast channels, Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Also see us on Facebook and Twitter. And that's going to be it for a Gold Medal Monday edition of The Morning Feed. Thanks a lot for listening. As always, I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.